So it's my pleasure now to introduce Dr. Stephanie Chen, who's the Associate Professor of the Department of Adult and Continuing Education and Graduate Institute for Elder Education, National Chung Cheng University in Taiwan.
Mr. Chairman, distinguished guests, ladies and gentlemen, I'm Stephanie Chen. I used to work for the Bureau of Planning of the Department of Health in Taiwan, and I'm now on the faculty of the National Chung-Cheng University. I'm pleased to be here today to share with you the experience in promoting performance evaluation of local health agencies. I will also discuss the reform and the challenge of this system. This presentation is the same as the first presenter, Ms. Cook, talked. But my performance evaluation is a system implemented for Taiwan nationwide. And this system is mandatory. So you could make a difference between these two presentations. In this presentation, I will start with a brief introduction of the organization structure of health administration in Taiwan. I will then talk about the overall development of the performance evaluation system for local health agencies, the current status of performance evaluation for health bureaus, including 2007 evaluation framework and the 2008 reform, the performance incentive system for health stations, and the challenge of prospect of this system. Taiwan has 22.3 million people now, and currently health agencies in Taiwan is divided into three levels. The Department of Health at the national level, the health bureaus at the county city level, and the health stations at the township level. Because the DOH do not have the power of direct command over local health agencies, they only coordinate and supervise. Therefore, the DOH need to have formulated annual performance evaluation plans to monitor and assess the performance of the local agencies. This slide shows the organization of the DOH. There are numerous operational units under the DOH, include the Bureau of Medical Affairs, Bureau of Nursing and Healthcare, Bureau of Pharmaceutical Affairs, Bureau of Food Safety, Bureau of Planning, Bureau of Implementation Corporations, and the National Health Insurance Task Force. The affiliate units is including Bureau of National Health Insurance, Center of Disease Control, Bureau of Health Promotion, and the Bureau of Food and Drug Analysis, etc. And this evaluation system is in charge by the Bureau of Planning. Local health agencies in Taiwan include 25 health bureaus and 372 health centers. The system is for both health bureaus and health stations. The development of the PS for health bureaus prior to 2001, the various units of the Department of Health each made a separate evaluation of health bureaus. The timing of the evaluation are all different. The contents and the criteria were compressed and do not standardized, making the evaluation process cumbersome for local health agencies. To resolve this problem and simplify the process, Starting in 2002, the Bureau of Planning integrated the evaluations to implement an unified and comprehensive evaluation system. This system has been in practice for the last 5 years. The procedures were reviewed and revised each year for continued improvement. During the process, however, different opinions have voiced concerns on issues such as the objectiveness and the needs of evaluations, the in-depth, the contents and criteria of the evaluations, and there are differences in local condition as well. Therefore, a comprehensive, complete review of the system took place in early 2008. So as a result, after 2009, this system is be reformed again. On the other hand, health stations are evaluated by health bureaus. In addition, since 2006, an incentive system, the Golden Station Award, was promoted to encourage health stations of high service quality. A direction for improvement of this system. This system has been consistently reviewed. Improvement has been emphasized on several important aspects. First of all, procedures are simplified and the number of in-depths are reduced by integrating evaluation activities of various operation units in order to lighten the burden of local health agencies. The second, power of presentation of indices. The evaluation indices have been the major focus of review and revision each year. While the number of indices is reduced, their power to reflect the current national health policies and the special local futures is taken into serious account. The third, objectives of the index is also considered. Items of evaluations and the methods of evaluations need to be well-defined and clear to avoid unnecessary disputes. The fourth, set a communication mechanism. A vertical and horizontal communication mechanism is established. Review and revision of the evaluation system for the following year is made at the annual coordination meetings of the central and the local health agencies. The last dissemination of the outcome. Information collected from evaluation is then provided to each county city health bureaus for reference in making improvement. Awards for improvement are also set out for health bureaus to compare their performance of this year with the last year before. This way, exchange and the mutual learning of experience is enhanced. This slide will introduce the 2007 framework of evaluation. To integrate the performance evaluation of local health agencies, the Bureau of Planning meets with relevant organizations to jointly formulate the evaluation manual. This manual specifies the items, criteria, and the relevant operational procedure of the evaluations. The evaluation content focuses on three categories, including national health policies, national status, and public opinions, and the special future of local of health. This slide shows the overall development and implementation of health program is a nation require consistency and integrated planning. So the weight under the category national of health policies is the highest, accounting for 60%. The contents were developed based on the strategies of the 2005 to 2008 midterm plans of the DOH, the 2010 Taiwan Health White Paper, and the comments and the suggestions of various units of Department of Health. The second category, health status and public opinions, accounts for 15%, and it's developed from 2010 Taiwan Health White Paper, comments of local health agencies, the health issues and concern of public through public polls. The last category special feature of local health because each county city has its own unique health problems, priorities, and medical care resources. Indexes are set for the specific features for local health agencies for them to develop their priorities and indexes for evaluations. This category accounts for 25%. Items to evaluate under the category National Health Policy include health promotion, disease control, medical affairs, pharmaceutical affairs, long-term care, food sanitation, health education, management of controlled drugs, and laboratory testing. Evaluation items, item category special feature local health are developed individually by each county city health bureau based on their health problems and major health issues. For example, Zhanghua County has developed an innovative health education program for food sanitation, and Taipei City has an innovative sales program for laboratory testing. Again, the Bureau of Planning within DOH is in charge of performance evaluations. Evaluation is then performed by 10 units of the DOH. In this process, relevant documents are submitted by health bureaus to their respective executing organizations for review. When necessary, outside inspections will be made. After the review, the results will be sent to the Bureau of Planning. Performance is rated after statistical compilation. The health bureaus are separated to three evaluation groups by city, population size, medical care resource, and others. So, even though this evaluation system has been under review every year since 2002, there are still complaints as well as inconsistencies in performance evaluations. In particular, disputes have centered around the issues regarding the large number of evaluation items and the standards used. Critics also urge the central government to respect the special health features and different resources of local areas and insert more flexibility to the evaluation index. Many units have their own opinions about standards, and some operational units still conduct their own evaluation. In addition, there are concerns that the incentive measures are not pluralistic enough, and more measures should be added. So, a drastic reform of this system was made in 2008. First, evaluations was classified into health promotion and disease control, food and drugs, and medical care, charged by three different units. In coordination with the special features of the program groups, evaluation items were integrated and simplified. Second, index on health education and public polls were removed for separate monitoring and encouragement. Third, operation units were urged to reduce the number of the evaluation items, and they were finally reduced from 39 to 27. Fourth, the methods of the data collection is also improved. Performance information can be produced by the implementing organizations, such as statistical information of health information system, or collected directly surveys commissioned to private organizations, for instance, in order to release public health nurses from collecting information for conducting surveys. Fifth, to reflect the local differences and the needs of self-management, counties and cities were asked to customize additional evaluation indices for their respective organizations. Sixth, in addition, more incentive measures are added. Demonstration meetings will be held for mutual learning. This new evaluation system has been officially announced to health bureaus, and the system will be implemented in 2009. The evaluation contents of the food and the drugs are handled by the Bureau of Pharmaceutical Affairs Committee on Chinese Medicine and Pharmacy, Bureau of Controlled Drugs, Bureau of Food Safety, and the Bureau of Food and Drug Analysis. They are simplified into 10 items. The evaluations of medical affairs comes under the Bureau of Medical Affairs and Bureau of Nurses and Healthcare. The items are simplified into 7 indices. Evaluation of the health promotion and disease control is conducted by the Bureaus of Health Promotion and the Center for Disease Control. They are simplified into 10 items. Last, I will talk about the evaluation system for the health stations. Health stations are the primary health care units in Taiwan. For a long time, health stations have played an important role on public health keepers for primary care. To improve the service quality of the health stations and to encourage excellent performance, the Bureau of Health Promotion initiated in 2006 the Golden Award Contest. Through the contest, the excellent standard operational procedures and management experience are identified to help newcomers in public health understand the operational procedures in the shortest possible time, and to reduce the time and the cost required for pre-service training. There are two major categories in the contest, health promotions and the management of health stations. By the nature of their work and the service environment, health stations are further classified into urban, township, and the remote areas of 3 types, altogether in 4 groups. Experts are invited to judge and select 2 best health stations from each group for review. These selected excellent health stations' names share with others their outcomes, stories, and evaluations for educational purpose. Focus on the 2006 contest were health protection for children and management of supplies. And for 2007, were health protection for adults and space management of the stations. Challenges and perspective. In this process of implementation, though this system has been consistently revised, there are still some challenges. Considering different aspects, first, these challenges including difference between the central and the local governments on evaluation items and indices, and difficulties in the universal application of some evaluation index due to regional differences. The second, the overall policies development of the Department of Health does not always correspond to the individual needs of the various units. The third, for some projects such as harm reduction in drug abuse for AIDS control, it is financially subsidized by the central government. They are less assessed for their progress. For other projects such as the dengue fever control, it is not financially subsidized, and yet they are also held to the same standard for evaluations. It is understandable that the local health agencies sometimes make complaints. The fourth, there are also alternatives to better fit different programs. For programs such as a control of chronic disease, although periodic outcomes are evaluated, their effects are not appear in the short term. Their program is thus evaluated. This system is currently under reorganizationals. Beginning 2009, we hope evaluation items will be integrated, operational procedures will be improved. This is conclude my presentation. Thank you for your attention.
So I'd like to Now welcome up to the podium our last speaker,